Now he goes on here, verse 8. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now this is as strong as anything could possibly be. He says, if an angel declared any other message than the gospel, he would be dismissed with a strong invective. Suppose right now, while I'm making this tape and while you are listening to it, suppose that an angel appears here to me and would say to me, look, McGee, you should add something to that. And when you hear it, the angel would appear to you and say, look, you should add something to it. McGee's right as far as he goes, but you've got to do something else. May I say to you, you could say to that angel and I could say to him, get out of here. I'm not listening to you, though you be an angel from heaven. Paul said that an angel from heaven, and believe me, these cults don't look like angels to me. These that are preaching actually another gospel today, they look like anything but angels. But however, Satan makes his ministers angels of light, and some of them are attractive, are they not? Now, he says, if any preach any other gospel unto you than that which you've received, let him be accursed. Now, friends, that's strong language. In fact, that's so strong, I hesitate to use it on the radio. But I'm going to give it to you. He says, if any preach any other gospel unto you than that which you've received, let him be damned. And friends, I can't make that any stronger than that. And this is a day when they're using language like that, and I frankly don't like to use it. But Paul used it. That's the word he's using here. Now, the gospel shuts out all works. It's to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. His faith is counted for righteousness, and that's not in Galatians, but Romans 4:5. Now, the real difficulty today is not that people should be good enough to be saved. A great many folks say that. A man just the other day said to me, you know, McGee said, I want to become a Christian. I'm going to try to be a little better. And if I improve, I'm going to become a Christian. Well, I said, if you improve, you'll never become a Christian. You'll be kidding yourself because you're not going to improve. The thing is therefore not that problem. The problem is that people are not bad enough to be saved. And that's the reason church members that are unsaved are so hard to reach with the gospel, because they think they're good enough to be saved. And they're not good enough to be if they could only see themselves as they are. And the problem, therefore, is that we don't think we're bad enough to be saved. One man said to me, he's a neighbor, he said, you know, I've listened to you on the radio, he said, very frankly, what you say is good for the folk down on Skid Row, but he says it's not for me. Well, you see, he's not bad enough to be saved. He just hopes he'll be good enough. Now, the only class that God's saving are ungodly. The Lord Jesus said he didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. And the reason he said that was because there were none righteous, no, not one. And the law, therefore, must make us speechless before grace can begin. Then Paul put it again, not here but in Romans 3:19. We know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth might be stopped and the whole world become guilty before God. The law is given to shut your mouth, friends, but it causes a lot of people to do a lot of yapping today about how good they are and they keep the law. Now, the gospel of law and grace has no power. It has no growth. It has no victory. Now, they were not denying, the Judaizers in that day did not deny that Jesus died and rose again even for sinners. What they denied was that that was adequate. They said that you have to keep the law plus that, plus trusting Christ. And when you mingle them, that's the thing that Paul is saying here, let anyone, even an angel from heaven, be a curse. Why? Because they perverted the gospel. They did not deny the facts of it.